This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Progress on deferred action recipients, or DREAMers, is a key issue at the forefront of the debate on a spending measure to prevent a government shutdown, with increasing numbers of Republicans joining Democrats in demanding change. According to an October Wall Street Journal NBC News poll, more than 7 in 10 Hispanic adults disapprove of Trump's job performance, with 22% approving. Low-cost homes, those under $100,000, are bought with cash 63.9% of the time, according to Adam. On the other side, 49% of homes priced at $2 million or more are also bought with cash, which can be a result of luxurious lifestyles, especially among international buyers, according to the New York Times. Senator Al Franken, former comedian and Harvard graduate, became the highest-profile politician to resign from office after seeing his support among fellow Democrats dissipate after more harassment complaints came forward. More than 10 million American women take oral contraceptives, which still contain the risk of cancer. U.S. metro areas that offered the highest pay in 2000 have grown by some of the slowest rates since then, while people have flocked to lower-wage metros like Las Vegas, Phoenix, and Charlotte, North Carolina, because of cheaper housing. Similarly, the metros with the highest GDP per capita are barely adding workers relative to much less productive areas. Solar and wind energy technology is expected to account for as much as 40% of total power generation by 2040, according to the International Energy Agency. A woman in Florence, Italy, who inherited a taxi from her partner in an act of homage, uses the taxi to offer free rides to the hospital for children with cancer, and does so in a green and blue flock, cloak and fancy hat to bring them happiness. Adding to the list of resignations, Utah Republican Representative Trent Franks is resigning after complaints from two staff members that he had talked to them about being surrogates to bear his children. Conservative Media Research Center, run by Brent Bozell, has raised $87 million over the last 6 years to call out media bias against the right. Voice of the Daily People Daily News presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.